As I mentioned, the police is starting a citizen academy. Here to tell us more about that, we have Police Chief Joe White and Assistant or Deputy Chief Josh Dossett. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And explain, what is this academy?
Citizens Academy is a 6 to 8, even 10-week academy hosted by the police department, where people can come in and take classes and learn more about what the police do, how we handle calls, why we react the way we do. It gives you a kind of a peek behind the curtain.
Why did you decide to do this? Is this something that's been done elsewhere? Or?
It's very popular elsewhere. We've been talking about it probably 2-3 years now, doing one and hosting it. But it's being conducted all over the country, and it gives the chance for the citizens to interact directly with the police officers.
And when is this, a set time, days?
Yes. The first day will be Wednesday, November 1st. We're going to have a meet and greet and barbecue for those that are coming in to the academy. And then from then on, it's basically Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8, we'll have a sit down, teach you a certain topic. And then on Saturdays, you'll come in and from like 1 up to 3 hours at 1 p.m., where we actually run you through scenarios.
And what might be an example of a scenario?
Well, I can tell you, like week 4, we're doing evidence and crime scene processing. So the first 2 hours on Tuesday will be to teach you all we do, taking fingerprints, measuring blood spatter, photographs, everything that has to go into processing a crime scene. And then on Saturday, we'll set up mock scenarios where those citizens can actually practice those skills.
So you're like walking into a fake scene,
right?
Crime scene. And does someone need to commit to the entire thing?
It is something we kind of would like people to commit. We're going to start trying to host these once in the fall and once in the spring after the cruise ship season is done. But for us, it basically comes out to be just over 7 weeks, or just about 7 weeks, with the orientation the first day and the graduation the last. But it's actually 6 weeks of actual classes. And yeah, we would like people to commit to that.
Okay. And you talk about graduation. When you complete this, does something come of it?
We are trying at this point to talk about putting together a citizens volunteer,
citizens patrol type of setup. A lot of times we have people going on vacations. They're asking for us to drive by their house, take a look at it, neighborhood watch type things. So maybe some of the graduates from this could assist the police department in some of those functions.
Are there neighborhood watch around here? I haven't seen a lot of – when I was a kid, there was always the sign in the window.
Right. Neighborhood watch actually requires that you meet certain criteria for them, for the actual – it's a national program. And so it's kind of hard. People seem to have trouble. We don't have neighborhoods – traditional neighborhoods like you would some places down south. So getting your fellow neighbors together and meeting at certain times and being part of it it just seems to be a little difficult.
So with this academy, can you go through maybe just kind of a list of some of the topics that you'll be covering?
Yeah. Week 1, the orientation is on the 1st of November. We'll introduce you to members of the department structure, give you a tour. Then starting week 2, we are doing case investigations, constitutional law, and search warrants. Week 3 is use of force, defensive tactics, handcuffing, liability. Week 4 is evidence and crime scene processing. Week 5 is drug investigation. Week 6 is DUI, accident investigation, and traffic enforcement. And week 7 is the firearms orientation scenario and simunitions.
Okay, and is part of this to just help people understand what the police are, what they do? Is that kind of...
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. We'd like an opportunity for the community to come in and get to know some of the officers better and understand when they see something in the media, they hear something, they understand why it happened that way, why the police reacted a certain way, why it might have taken us a while to get a case sent, put forward, why kind of the inside workings of what happens at the police department.
Yeah. And you're also doing the Coffee with a Cop. You're trying to reach out into the community more, it seems.
We just had our second Coffee with a Cop. It was down at Sweet Mermaids, and it went very well. I was down there for over an hour and met with, I don't know, maybe six or seven different community members, and it was a good forum for people to bring forth questions or issues they're having in their neighborhoods or what they're seeing out where they live, and it's a good opportunity for us to get some information and try to help them with some of their issues. Yeah. It worked really well.
Okay. And it's like I said, it sounds as though you're trying more to reach out to the community, and you're saying that's been effective.
It has. Law enforcement in any community is really a partnership between the citizens and the department. If we're not getting input from our citizens to help us narrow down the areas we need to work on, and it just makes us that much less effective. So the more interaction, the more cooperation we have between the police department and the stakeholders in our community, citizens, businesses, it just makes us a much more effective department. Yeah.
Okay, with this, what am I, I'm blanking,
Citizens Academy?
Academy. I was going to say assembly. That's not right. The Citizens Academy, if someone wishes to participate in that, I'm guessing they would need to sign up in advance.
Yes.
So what do they need to do?
They can either go to the police department and pick up an application. It's just a simple two-page application. Want some basic information about yourself. Or you can actually go online to the city's website. And under police department, there's an actual place you can download the application. And then you just need to either email it in to us. I think it goes directly to me. It has the address on there. Or just bring it to the station. And then here in the next week or so, we will make our decision on if we run over our number. We're hoping to have maybe 10 to 15, being it's the first one. And if we run over that, then we'll have to make some decisions. But, you know, if you don't get in on the first one, we'll hold your application until the next one, which should be in the spring.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people come up and express interest in this, and I would just encourage those people to do more than express interest. Fill out the application, come on down, and spend some time with us. See how it all works.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Joe White, Josh Dossett of the Ketchikan Police Department. And again, you can join that academy, send in your application or drop on by the station, and we will have links posted with this story on our website, so you can find the link to that location.